fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Oh, how good is that? Thank you to Eddie and the production team at RTRFM for a quirky little introduction to our regular health check on a Thursday morning. It's Fitter Happier because it's just after 10:30 on a Thursday. And today on Fitter Happier, we're celebrating the humble vegetable in recognition of National Nutrition Week. Only 4% of Australians are eating enough vegetables every day. What? With the average person only eating half as much as they should. Joining me to talk about the vegetable, oh how I love the vegetable, and healthy eating, is Policy Officer and Nutritionist Anastasia from the Department of Health. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Campaign Consultant Jenny from the Cancer Council of WA.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to the studios of RTRFM for our regular Fitter Happier. How many serves of vegetables should we be eating each day, and does it matter what kind they are?
Big questions. We should be eating at least 5 serves of vegetable each day, according to the Australian Dietary Guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what kind of vegetable we eat, we get the most benefits and protective effects from certain diseases if we eat a variety of vegetables.
Okay. What's a serving?
Oh, a serving is about...
we're all waving our hands around here in the studio.
About the palm of your hand.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and it depends on if they're cooked or raw.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really great guidelines on the Live Lighter website with regards to different serving sizes, so people can actually visualise it because it's a little bit harder to describe over radio, but yeah.
And if we were to be Popeye and eat a lot of spinach, we would have to eat like a garbage bag full, wouldn't we?
Well, not really, because when you think of a serve, it's just one cup of salad.
Mm-hmm.
You have a salad meal that you'd have. You would easily get 2.5-3 serves in a salad lunch. You look at cooked vegetables such as baked beans, actually counted this.
Ooh.
Yeah, it does. And a medium potato, that's actually one serve. So when you think about it that way, actually it's easier to get the serves of vegetables in than what people actually think it is.
Mm.
And what we like to say is when you think about vegetables, think about different colours.
Yeah.
It's a really great way to try and make your plate more colourful, and that's how you get more vegetables in.
Think of a pizza with lots of colour on it, but actually just make them fresh vegetables and put them on a plate.
Yep, and the thing is, it doesn't even need to be fresh. You talked about canned beans, canned fruit, for example, pineapple on pizza, that counts as well.
No, that should be banned. That should be banned. And now you've started another argument in the RTRFM office because there are those who are for pineapple on pizza and those who are against. Okay, I'm a vegetarian, so sometimes when I tell people that, they think, oh my gosh, and they actually say, well, what do you eat? You know, like, how do you, oh my gosh, it must be so hard to think about things all the time. It's not.
It's not at all.
So why do you think there's such a low number of Australians, 4%, who are eating enough vegetables?
I think people just forget and they go for convenience, for example. I mean, it's easy in the morning. People go, oh, I'll just have scrambled eggs on toast.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? How do you add your vegetables into there? Add some baked beans, cook up some mushrooms, do some spinach. It's actually what else you can add to there that actually makes it more nutritious, and suddenly you've upped your veggie intake for the day. Something that I do with my daughter is we go shopping together, and I say to her, look, today let's look at an orange vegetable, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go and find something new. Let's see what we're going to do together. I involve my daughter a lot in food preparation, and I feel that suddenly she gets ownership of that and she wants to eat it. It's quite funny working in this space. My friends know when we go out for dinner, or they come to my place for dinner, vegetables are just everywhere.
Are the hero, as the modern TV chef would say, the hero of the dish.
Absolutely.
It should be the vegetable. Why? What does it do if we don't get enough?
If we don't get enough of the vegetables, we're not getting enough of the healthy nutrients that we do get from the vegetables, so vitamins, minerals and fibres. And what happens if we don't get those nutrients? They can have adverse health effects. So they can cause chronic diseases down the track, so type 2 diabetes, heart disease and some cancers. If we don't get enough vegetables as well, it's going to be harder to maintain a healthy weight and maintain our cholesterol levels and our blood pressure levels as well. So eating vegetables helps maintain those.
Does it help us avoid scurvy?
That's with the vitamin C side of things.
Well,
yes, with fruit and vegetables, absolutely. And I think what people sometimes forget is how filling vegetables can be. Okay, so
because they're carbohydrates,
they're full of fiber,
yeah,
and that's the thing. So that's why we encourage people to snack on vegetables, because it'll start filling you up, and therefore you don't reach for the junk foods. The health department and at the Cancer Council, we promote the Crunch and Sit program in schools, and certainly that's one thing that we're encouraging kids to do: snack on vegetables. Don't reach for just a muffin. Certainly in parties, if you go up for picnics, I always bring some cut up vegetables that are there, and normally it's a vegetable-based dip, whether it's guacamole or something like that. Every little bit counts.
Absolutely. And it's also good to start early in the day, so don't just leave it till later in the day for dinner. Start at breakfast. You can add a bit of spinach, a bit of tomato with your breakfast, avocado, and then snacks during the day as well are important.
I'm chatting with Anastasia and Jenny about vegetables. One of my favourite topics, in fact, for Fitter Happier this week on RTRFM. We are pretty monocultural in our approach to breakfast in Australia, largely, I think. I could be wrong. But you don't have to have like a cereal with some milk or some toast and Vegemite, although they are excellent things to enjoy. But you can have them at any time of day, and you can also have steak and vegetables for breakfast, can't you?
You just look at the cafe scene. You look at the menus that are there. They certainly do breakfast bowls and things like that. So certainly salad and vegetables are creeping into everyday meals. And that's exactly what we want to see.
And we're incredibly spoilt for fresh produce in Australia. So I feel like we should make it. Yeah. The theme for this year's National Nutrition Week is Try for 5 Serves of Veg by Embracing Food Waste. How can we eat more vegetables and minimise food waste?
Well, it's alarming to see that what Nutrition Australia actually found was a third of the food that people buy actually go out as waste. You think of the money that actually goes down the drain with that. In terms of practical terms, when we talk about food wastage, is don't peel your potatoes, don't peel your carrots. I certainly don't when I use them. When I do menu planning, the things that are more perishable are the things that I would eat first off. So, for example, if I've got a bag of salad, then I'll do, for example, chicken and salad would be Monday's dinner, and then the sturdier vegetables goes towards the end of the week. Mm-hmm. And if you find that, you know, at the end of the week, okay, your carrot's looking a little bit limp, don't throw it away.
No.
I mean, that's still good for stock. You can grate it into stews and all sorts of different things like that. Just have a look at what it is that's there before you start buying something else as well.
Mm. Yeah, check your fridge.
Mm.
And check your backyard. If you're growing some carrots and corn and, you know, things are easy to grow.
And you can make sure you use the whole of the vegetable as well. So you can use, for example, the leaves of beetroot leaves. You can put them in salad. I saw a really great dip the other day that was using the tops of the carrots,
mm-hmm.
which you would normally throw in the bin. So you can do like a kind of a pesto dip with that. Stalks and stems of broccoli are really great to throw in a stir fry or eat raw as well.
Yeah, I eat them while I'm chopping up the rest.
Yeah, they don't make it to the stir fry.
Sometimes unhealthy food seems easier to prepare compared to healthy options. Any advice for those of us who want to increase vegetable intake?
I think making a plan is really good. So planning your week will assist with regards to making sure that you're not making those quick, convenient type decisions. If you make a plan when you go to the shops for your snacks is really important.
Before you shop too.
Yeah, eat before you shop. Best advice I've ever had.
It helps.
Make sure that the poor choices that you do make mainly come, as I mentioned, from when you aren't planned with regards to making your choices for lunch and dinner.
Any other advice?
What I tend to do in terms of convenience foods, I guess, yes, I can go to a fast food place and buy a burger, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I can do that at home. I can actually control how much vegetables I put in. So instead of making just a plain cheeseburger, for example, suddenly you add the lettuce, you add the tomatoes, you add the beetroot, suddenly it builds up, and what could potentially be a less healthy option, I don't like to say it's unhealthy, it's a less healthy option, suddenly becomes a healthy food.
And if you roast your own beetroot, then you can have as many slices of beetroot in your burger made at home as you want, and less sugar. And generally healthier. You're making me very hungry. So, Anastasia, Jenny, what's your favourite vegetable?
At the moment, my favourite vegetable is a zucchini.
I love
putting it in from a salad to pasta dishes, and I like it crunchy, so I just put it in at the last minute. Some people in the family don't like it as crunchy.
I generally like things crunchy, but I use my zucchinis in a massive dish that I make full of whatever vegetables I have each week, and then eat it as soon as I get home from lunch, which I am now very hungry, of course. And what's your favourite vegetable?
For me, it's got to be broccoli, and I love eating it raw. Mm-hmm. I actually use the whole broccoli, so mm-hmm. a lot of people just chop off the stem bit as well. No, I add it into everything that we do. The fact that I can cook it, I can eat it raw, it's just such a versatile thing.
Excellent. Thank you so much for this week's Fitter Happier. If you want to know more about vegetables, eatforhealth.gov.au, livelighter.com.au, and foodbank.org.au. Plenty of advice on the World Wide Web. And thank you again for coming in and chatting with us on RTR.
Thanks so much.